I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Dr. Carl Fekencher, professor of pastoral ministry and missions at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, invites you to prayerfully consider October 10th through the 12th. For more information, call 1-800-481-2155 or visit ctsfw.edu. It's Friday. It is the end of the broadcast day, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites that we have pulled out of this week's Issues Etc. audio. And the game goes this way. We play the soundbites for you. You listen, and then you call, you email, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You may like what you hear. You may dislike what you hear. You may agree with what you hear. You may disagree with what you hear. Your reasons are your own, but we'd like to know what they are, which soundbite you're voting for, and where you're listening. We've got four soundbites lined up for you, and it's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad on this Friday afternoon. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Include your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Kirk Clayton on our Pastor's Roundtable, talking here about the great reversal at the real wedding feast.
What a reversal that the Pharisees invite Jesus, expecting that Jesus would see this as an honor, that he would be so privileged as to dine with a ruler of the Pharisees, and what a feather he could put in his cap, as opposed to the banquet that Jesus is really interested in is the one where his body and blood is given to eat and drink based in his sacrificial death on the cross, where you cannot get a lower seat than the little stool perhaps affixed to the cross beam of a Roman cross with nails driven through your hands and feet. There is no lower seat than the one on the cross. And that is what Jesus comes to do. And then you're exactly right. At the last, you know, in the eschatological banquet, the Father, who is truly the one who spreads the feast and invites us all, says, "Son, you who took the lowest seat of crucifixion, come and receive your honor and glory based on that service and sacrifice, and receive all of the praise and worship that is due you based on having utterly humiliated yourself, even to the point of death, in the lowest seat for all."
That is soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? Well, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We get those emails in real time right here in the studio. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Dr. Alan Carlson was joining us to talk about the idols of the American ethos. And here he is talking about Alexis de Tocqueville's observation regarding the real idol in the American way of thinking.
The great weakness in American democracy, the one that would probably pull the nation down in the end, was its passion for equality. In fact, he called equality the idol of Americans. And by that he meant the Americans once in a while would get so worked up, so passionate about equality, that in order to achieve it, they would sacrifice everything. They prefer equality and freedom, but they would accept equality and slavery. Look at the same-sex marriage debate. What's that been about? It's been about not the nature of marriage, not the nature of homosexuality and heterosexuality. It's been about equality, and the passions have been enormous. The idol is equality and a passion for equality, the misplaced passion for equality, not spiritual equality, but equality that would level all the things that make human life interesting and lovely and delightful, the differences between men and women being the most important here.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Larry Bean, answering the question, is grace scarce or is it free?
How do you allocate resources that are scarce? And scarce means that there's more demand than there's supply. So the idea is that, you know, we have to buy and sell things that we need, but things that are in ample supply, like air, you don't have to buy it because nobody's going to buy something they can get for free. So that brings us to the topic of God's grace. You know, during the Reformation, the issue that sparked everything, of course, was the sale of the indulgences. Well, if you're buying something, it means it must be scarce. It means there are limited resources, and you have to allocate those resources the best way you can. And the Lutherans came along and said, well, grace is free. I mean, that's what the word really literally means. So if it's ample, if it's given to the whole world, if God gives grace, if it's not something that's in short supply, then it can't be bought and sold. And that issue does still divide Roman Catholics and Lutherans, and as well as other Christian bodies as well.
That's soundbite number three. Pastor Larry Bean, is grace scarce or is it free? 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc or talkback at issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote, and your vote will pick soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon. Here comes soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Lutheran Center of Gravity.
Well, the easy answer and the first answer, and this is a right answer also, is to say it's the doctrine of justification, that Jesus, by his death and resurrection, forgives all of our sins, and that that word of forgiveness is declared to us through the church, that forgiveness is brought to us and applied to us by the Holy Spirit in the word. So that doctrine of justification is the uniqueness, although all the churches will talk about justification. I mean, the Protestant churches talk about justification. The Catholic churches talk about justification. So we have to push a little bit further past that. And I think we can find the center of gravity and the uniqueness in this when we talk about our understanding of the external word. And so I think our doctrine and our understanding of the external word is really that center of gravity of our Lutheran teaching. The external word, in other words, the word that's spoken outside of me, so that I'm not listening for the voice of God on the inside. If I want to hear the voice of God, I'm listening to the scriptures and to the preaching. So that word that starts on the outside of me is key. And in fact, I would say that word that starts on the outside of me is the key for Lutheran theology.
All right, that's soundbite number four, the last of your soundbites this Friday afternoon. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email. Please include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote right now at our Facebook fan page for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Apostles Lutheran Church is in Melrose Park, Illinois. We invite you to our divine service, which is held every Sunday at 9:15. Please contact us at 847-455-0903 or check out our website at apostlesmelrosepark.org. We are located just south of O'Hare Airport, where airplanes are continually going up. Here at Apostles, we glory in the one who on the cross was lifted up for the sins of the world.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, September the 20th. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's your opportunity to vote and to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad as we give it away to one of the voters who votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email us your vote right here in real time in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're sending us your vote via email or voting at the Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. We always like to know where our listeners are at and where you're listening. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Kirk Clayton, the great reversal at the real wedding feast? Soundbite number two, Dr. Alan Carlson talking about Alexis de Tocqueville's observation on the real American idol. Soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Bean answering the question, is grace scarce or is it free? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, the Lutheran Center of Gravity. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first on this Friday afternoon, Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Cheryl, welcome.
Hi. My vote is for number one, the great reversal at the real wedding feast, because there is no lower seat than the one on the cross, and I'm glad Jesus got in front of me and took it.
All right, Cheryl, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. In Illinois, here is Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Larry Bean's soundbite. Forgive me, I don't speak Roman Catholic very well, but if the Pope were, as the Roman Catholics believe, the gatekeeper of a treasury of merit, his willingness to sell as much merit as he can to pay for a basilica belies the fact that he has enough to go around. If he had an unlimited supply, he should want to get rid of it as quickly and cheaply as possible. But instead, he chooses to act like a dishonest businessman. If he were a Christian, why wouldn't he just throw open the gates of the treasury and say, here you go?
Huh, interesting. That thought actually, I think, is the same one articulated by Luther in one of the 95 Theses. If the Pope has the ability to empty purgatory, why doesn't he do it? Scott, thanks for listening in Illinois. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc.
ETC. Nathan listens in Iowa. He says, here's a vote for soundbite number two, Dr. Alan Carlson talking about Alexis de Tocqueville's take on the American Idol. He says there, the seductive idol of the quality, I've thought about this beast for years, not knowing what to call it or exactly how to put my finger on it, and I have never heard it expressed so succinctly. Bingo, says Nathan in Iowa. Thanks for your vote, Nathan. Thanks for listening there. Still plenty of time for your vote for Soundbite of the Week, an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at that Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Soundbite number one, Pastor Kirk Clayton, the great reversal at the wedding feast? Soundbite number two, Dr. Alan Carlson, talking about Alexis de Tocqueville's observation of the real American Idol, which is equality. Soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Bean, is grace scarce or is it free? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the real center of Lutheran gravity. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is a short little book, very affordable, from Concordia Publishing House. Five things you can do to appreciate science and love the Bible. We just completed an excellent series with the author of this book, Pastor Charles St. Ange, I think a six-part series on it, ending it with some open lines yesterday, and able to answer a lot of our listeners' questions in the course of that conversation and that series. And you can also find those answers and more in the book, Five Things You Can Do to Appreciate Science and Love the Bible. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and order Five Things You Can Do to Appreciate Science and Love the Bible, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. We got four sound bites playing that we've played for you on this Friday afternoon. Which one of these should be soundbite of the week? Soundbite number one, talking about the great reversal at the wedding feast. That's Pastor Kirk Clayton. Soundbite number two, talking about the idol of equality in America, Dr. Alan Carlson. Soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Bean talking about is grace scarce or is it free? And soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller and his thoughts on the Lutheran center of gravity. Joshua in Kentucky says, I'm voting for Pastor Wolfmiller. That would be soundbite number four. There's no looking into your heart to be sure of your justification. As the book of Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things, says Joshua. Therefore, where does one go for assurance? To the font, to the altar, to the confessional. However, what is so special about these things? God's external word. Therefore, I will vote for soundbite number four, says Joshua, as it brings it to the word that is outside ourselves. Thanks for listening in Kentucky. And Max also is voting for soundbite number four. Soundbite number four is Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Lutheran Center of Gravity, the external word. And according to your votes on this Friday afternoon, that's our winner. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about, among other things, the real thing that makes Lutheran theology tick.
Well, the easy answer and the first answer, and this is a right answer also, is to say it's the doctrine of justification. That Jesus, by his death and resurrection, forgives all of our sins, and that word of forgiveness is declared to us through the church, that forgiveness is brought to us and applied to us by the Holy Spirit in the word. So that doctrine of justification is the uniqueness, although all the churches will talk about justification. I mean, the Protestant churches talk about justification. The Catholic churches talk about justification. So we have to push a little bit further past that, and I think we can find the center of gravity and the uniqueness in this when we talk about our understanding of the external word. And so I think our doctrine and our understanding of the external word is really that center of gravity of our Lutheran teaching. The external word, in other words, the word that's spoken outside of me, so that I'm not listening for the voice of God on the inside. If I want to hear the voice of God, I'm listening to the scriptures and to the preaching. So that word that starts on the outside of me is key. And in fact, I would say that word that starts on the outside of me is the key for Lutheran theology.
That is the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Center of Lutheran Gravity. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Cheryl in Indianapolis. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks for everybody who listened and everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week and you get just a taste of that in those sound bites, and you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, please designate your Thrivent Choice dollars this month to Lutheran Public Radio, the producer of Issues Etc. Just look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Now, if you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars online before the 31st of October, that's enough time, plenty of time, Thrivent will donate an additional $25 to Issues Etc. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to be studying five evening hymns. You do not want to miss a single one of these. They are simply stunning hymns. We got some of our best guests to do this. On Monday, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night, Pastor Peter Bender. Tuesday, we'll study the evening hymn, Christ Mighty Savior. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest. That's my favorite, by the way. Wednesday, Lord Support Us All Day Long with Pastor Stephen Starkey, who actually wrote that hymn. Thursday, we'll study the evening hymn, The Day Thou Gavest. Dr. Carl Fakencher will be our guest. And we'll cap it all off Friday on Issues Etc., studying the evening hymn, God Who Made the Earth and Heaven. Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary will be our guest. That's all next week, studying the great evening hymns of the church. Hour-long hymn studies of, I'll just tell you, some of the best hymns that the church has produced in these evening hymns, along with the best guests. You know, Pastor Wolf Miller says, it's really the external word. What's your alternative? Your alternative is to look into yourself. And what are you going to find there? Just more of you? I think we've all had enough of ourselves. What we need is the comfort of Jesus Christ, who locates himself for us in the sure and certain place of his word, outside of us, where it's certain. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world? India,
Sweden, Egypt,
France, Turkey,
Japan, Australia,
Canada, United Kingdom,
Hong Kong, Austria,
Finland, Malaysia,
Singapore, Bulgaria,
Korea, Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait,